Is Walmart opening lanes for just Walmart Plus holders? The answer, according to Supermarket News, is, quote, yes, but. The grocery news outlet reported Walmart is letting store managers tailor their checkout needs, and it could lead to a dedicated lane for Walmart Plus shoppers and Spark delivery drivers. The checkout flexibility went viral on TikTok last week when a user claimed, there's TikTok again, when a user claimed that the move to open a lane for premium shoppers was an attempt by the retailer to get more people to sign up for Walmart Plus. Walmart, however, refutes this claim. Quote, from time to time, our stores adjust the use of staff checkouts and self-checkouts. For example, a store might start or end the day with staff checkouts. As the number of shoppers and associate staffing increases, these stores open self-checkout registers to manage the increased customer flow. This process isn't new, end quote, Walmart said in a statement to Supermarket News. But then they added, during these times of limited access, some stores are designating self-checkout stations for Walmart Plus customers, using our Scan and Go service and for Spark drivers for quicker access and delivery services. This decision is intended to better manage checkout availability, end quote. Wow, a lot going on in this story, Ben. A lot of what do you believe, what do you not? So regardless of, you know, this headline was meant to be salacious, you know, to a degree. So whether it's true or not, and with so many retailers cutting back on self-checkout, could Walmart and the grocery industry, for that matter, be onto something here with Walmart Plus dedicated self-checkout?
I think they might be onto something, but I don't think it's about pushing any of their consumers to, you know, subscribe to Walmart Plus. I think this is a unique initiative to test how they can combat shrink and theft in stores. I mean, the managers get to determine how many lanes and when the lanes are open, which may at times become counterintuitive to traffic in store. But as a store manager, you know, knows when shrink may occur and on what items and on how many items, you know, such a problem we've seen with self-checkout. I think this is really a unique way that probably caused maybe one or two too many, hot button headlines, but it's a unique way to, you know, control that shrink and see if, you know, gross margin can improve during certain hours, certain days of the week. I think that's really what it is. You see Target doing not the same initiative, but 10 items or less is now their, rule for self-checkout. That's just another initiative to try and combat this. So I think they're onto it, but in, you know, something they're not saying.
So your take is really, it's very, very much an extension of what we heard last week from Target, Dollar General, that they're just trying to figure out the right balance of how much self-checkout they want in the stores, when it should operate. Abhinav, I'm going to go to you in a second, but I think Ann probably wants to jump in here because I'm curious if you agree with Ben or if you actually think this is a brilliant move to incent new Walmart Plus subscriptions.
I absolutely do. I think that this is a great move from Walmart and does actually inspire more people to sign up for Walmart Plus. Number one, if you've used Scan and Go at Walmart, right now, even as a Walmart Plus member with Scan and Go, you still have to wait in the same line as all the people who are doing self-checkout. So I do think that this, number one, solves a friction point for the Walmart Plus members. It gets you the ability to get in and out of there quicker. And to Ben's point, like, you are identifying now who I am. I'm giving you information before I go into that checkout line. So there, it does reduce shrink, I would imagine, because you know exactly who I am, what I'm purchasing. And so I should get that benefit, I think, of having a quicker checkout. But I also think that this is, whether you're going in for Walmart Plus or not, I think other retailers are probably going to follow suit here because it gets you, if you, I'm giving you loyalty information, I'm signing up for your loyalty program so that I can use the self-checkout, something that is now ingrained in me that I'm comfortable using that I, you know, allows me to get in and out and get my shopping trip done more conveniently. I will do that. And I think that that's going to be a case that is a win for the retailer because they are identifying customers, getting more loyalty members, but then also for their consumers too. So I'm all in on this move. I think it's amazing.
Awesome. Awesome. Abhinav, what do you think? Do you agree with Ann or?
Two thoughts. First, okay. I 100% agree with Ann. Maybe yes. 110%.
110. Wow.
Yeah. As Ben and I, both consultants, and I guess as the both of you over the last 3 weeks, spending a lot of time in airports, you see this play out, correct? at the TSA line and then while boarding the airplane. I mean, that is exactly what this is. Even though Walmart is not saying it, I think it's a brilliant move. I honestly think it's a brilliant idea, is one. And then the second thing is, if this takes off, the problem that they are going to have is the problem that TSA PreCheck has on San Francisco Airport. There are too many of them.
Right. There's a huge problem to have when you're paying 99, whatever, 98 bucks a year, though, right?
Yeah. For
it? Yeah.
So that's one thing. And then the second thing on the self-checkout itself, self-checkout, as you guys rightly call out, has been a mixed bag, like the technology itself, experience in the store. But I'm sure when you guys were at NRF, I was at NRF, like there was a huge amount of number of booths and sort of options in technology for self-checkout that was on display, which was a little bit surprising that it's a mixed bag, but maybe we are missing something, or maybe investors have too much money investing in these startup companies still pouring money into the self-checkout technology.
Right. Right. Well, I got to tell you guys, I'm both in your camps. Like if Abhinav was 110, I'm like 125, if that's calculable. But I think, you know, it's better to be lucky than good a lot of times in retail. Serendipitous discovery leads to innovation. I think that's what we have here. You know, it's just the confluence of streams of what's all going on in the industry and the fact that Walmart has Walmart Plus and they can experiment with this. But I think you got to love it. There's a lot of reasons you like it. And you talked a little bit about it. One is self-identification. You know who these people are. This setup is already in place at Sam's Club, honestly, you know, and 30% of Sam's Club shoppers regularly use Scan & Go. The third thing we know is that Sam's Club is also able to control the exit process and do receipt checks through AI and computer vision. So that could be in play here in the long run. And then fourth, and I think this is the linchpin, right? You have to imagine Walmart Plus members are less likely to steal and less likely to misscan items as well, because they're potentially more technically affluent than the average Walmart shopper. Now, if none of that's true and you started doing this, then Walmart could have an even bigger problem on its hand, right? Because you're still just doing self-checkout and you're still getting the pains from shrink and theft unknowingly. So that's one thing that has to be proven here. But assuming that is true and it's at a level that is palatable for Walmart, God, you gotta love this idea. I mean, I imagine hopefully the Target listeners are like, hey, we just rolled out Target 360, Circle 360, right, Ann?
Yes.
And like, should we start evaluating this, especially since you've got big, in your larger Targets, you've got these on both ends of the store, of the checkout lanes, right?
I was just going to say that, Chris. Like, I think before everybody starts pulling out these very expensive machines, like, why wouldn't you test this as part of a loyalty program while they're still in the stores? Like, can you just have some way of accessing loyalty members only being able to use these? Because you're totally right, Chris. Like, you are identified. Yeah, like, they know you. Even if you are misscanning items, they can still track that to the individual. I mean, you're still entering in your Target Plus membership. You're scanning that at the end, or your Walmart Plus membership.
Right.
So, like, There's a way to more easily track that if you have a recurring offender here of misscans and that kind of thing. So
yeah, and Abhinav's airport analogy is great. Like, you think about PreCheck, which is the single best thing I've ever spent money on in my life. Would I spend some amount of money to still use self-checkout as one of the values of my membership? 100% I would.
Yeah.
And I've never actually thought about that until this week, until this story broke, right?
Yeah, that's such a great point, Abhinav.